Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com, worldwide. A major announcement coming our way from Tourism Ireland. Let me welcome Alison Metcalf, Executive Vice President, North America, Australia, New Zealand, but Tourism Ireland, based here in New York. Alison, the announcement. Tell us.
Yes, Adrian. Well, thank you for the opportunity and good morning, everybody. Great news, obviously, that came out on Friday. The removal, the lifting of the pre-COVID testing requirements for travelers returning to the United States. I think it's some of the best news we've been waiting for. It's the final barrier which will allow the U.S. market to fully reopen. And I think for us as travelers, we've all had experiences of maybe passing that test or not passing that test and getting stuck. So it just means that final barrier has been removed. It means that people can travel as normal, no restrictions. And from a tourism perspective and a recovery perspective, it just means that the U.S. market now will fully open up. So for folks planning trips to September and into the fall, this is really good news.
And by the way, remember where you heard it first, it's with effect, it goes into effect at 12:01 this very day, we'll count it today. At midnight tonight, anybody who is returning or coming into the United States from Ireland, again, that's it. No more lining up. Alison, one of the aspects, I think, in addition to the worry and the inconvenience of those, since the test, you had to have the test within 24 hours, kind of that put an awful lot of pressure, but it also the tab had to be picked up by those returning or those coming to America. So in addition, to all the sheer inconvenience to lay out, if you have a family of four, at practically $100 a clip, that also was something that has now disappeared. So all in all, it couldn't be better news. And I'm sure in addition, to Ireland, the industry itself, all the airlines have reason to celebrate as well.
Absolutely. I mean, as you rightly say, it not only sort of takes the hassle factor out of travel, it means that people can plan with confidence, knowing that they can at least all travel back together with your family members or your traveling party. But as you rightly said, there was an additional cost. And then there was always that nervousness and anxiety, whether you were traveling as part of a group or traveling individually. Just up until that last 24 hours, you had to go and get that test. And as we all know, some people, had no symptoms, but nevertheless, if they did test positive, they had to stay on. So the inconvenience, not only in terms of cost, but also just to, daily lives. So this is really, this is really very positive now. And it just means that people can book with confidence and know that, there's no more hassle and there's no more testing required. So we're really happy about it. I know the industry, the travel industry, both in Ireland, but also in the United States, because I think we have to remember that, travel across the Atlantic is two-way. So for people wanting to vacation in the U.S., that was the hassle factor. But obviously from a Tourism Ireland perspective and from our perspective, it was Americans traveling to Ireland. It was on their return. And it was definitely, we do a lot of research. And that was the final kind of, but people were just nervous about that because, as if somebody tested positive, who did the whole family stay behind? It's just the impact that had on their daily lives. So really good news in both directions.
Tourism Ireland and the Green Button campaign, can you tell us about that? Is it was it ever off track? Is it now on track? Does this additional lifting of restrictions going to Ireland Will that be a boon to the campaign which, you know, Tourism Ireland has taken? Are we going to see a continuation, if not more, marketing of, you know, across the United States in television, in social media? How does that change, you know, for North America in particular?
Well, I think for the U.S., I mean, the timing could not be better. Our Green Button campaign, we rolled that out. We launched it at the end of February, and it has been continuing across our digital channels after some, you know, a bout of television. But launching on Monday, this coming Monday, the 13th of June, we'll be back on television in 7 markets across the U.S., including, obviously, all the East Coast gateways, as well as Los Angeles and San Francisco. And we'll also be launching an out-of-home campaign in Boston, New York, and Chicago. And the thrust behind that campaign is to remind people living in those cities, particularly, just how close Ireland is as we start to look to plan trips into the fall and into the winter and even into next year, to remind people that, you know, it's less than 6 hours from Boston, it's less than 7 hours from New York, and it's less than 8 hours from Chicago. So we're going to be very visible in New York, Boston, and Chicago in terms of we'll be out on transit shelters and some of those charging points. We're wrapping trains and trolley buses in Chicago and Boston, and then our TV launches again on Monday. So another 4 weeks of really sort of high impact activity. So this news is really, really well timed, because this will mean that whilst we've had a very good response to the campaign already, which is designed to encourage people to book that trip, we feel that this news is obviously going to unlock a lot more potential. A lot more people are going to feel much more confident saying, yes, now is the time to travel to Ireland and book that trip. So I couldn't be more happy with the news, and we've all been waiting for it, but really had no idea when and if it would come before July 4th or at any time. So great news and great timing for us at Tourism Ireland.
And as I say, the timing is right. Now, I need, you know, a little bit of help here, since I've said everything that could possibly be said about pressing the green button. But what are, you know, some of the areas, you know, that people are most interested in, or is that fairly even across the board?
I think most people are, I mean, they've had a lot of time to plan, but they haven't actually booked their trip. So we know that what Americans are looking for, they're traveling to Ireland for the outstanding natural scenery, to experience some of our great culture, whether that's, you know, arts, music, theatre, and of course to connect with people. And I think that when we look at the Green Button campaign, we're inviting people to press the green button and go to ireland.com and find out more about outdoor activity holidays, so walking, cycling, kayaking, great golf vacations, lots of great ideas around touring vacations down the Wild Atlantic Way, maybe taking in some great food tours. And then, of course, not forgetting, I think what Americans like to do is they like to combine both the urban, the city, the experience with the rural. So not forgetting Dublin, Galway, Belfast and Cork as great cultural centres as well. So I think people are just looking to reconnect with family, they look to reconnect with friends, and reconnect with nature as well. And Ireland, we feel, obviously, and Adrian, you know only too well, offers a great fit in that regard. And, you know, the west of Ireland is always popular with everybody. They want to get out onto the coastal areas. The Wide Atlantic Way is definitely amongst the most Americans. And you know, connecting the Wild Atlantic Way then up into Northern Ireland along the Causeway Coast and back around to Belfast, Dublin, and through some of Ireland's ancient east for people interested in some of our ancient history and just looking at, you know, some of the built heritage there, Kilkenny and Waterford and Wexford and sites such as that.
Alison, before COVID-19, if we go back to 2019, Tourism Ireland welcomed 1.7 million plus American visitors to the island of Ireland. And I think it's worth pointing out that for American tourists, North American tourists, we don't have... We don't have to exaggerate, but tourists from North America, they spend more, they stay longer, and they have been responsible, if we go to 2019, for 1.6 billion for the Irish economy, way ahead of indeed the revenue from numerous other places around the world. How long will it take, with all of the hesitation, the restrictions, you know, that get kept everybody in their armchairs? Do you see that coming back soon? Will it be gradual? What are your numbers like in indicating how quickly this will come back, or is it quickly at all?
Well, I think what we can say is, I mean, we don't have a fixed answer for that. I mean, obviously, and obviously the announcement of the lifting of the testing requirements is going to help that. But what we do know is that there's a lot of pent-up demand. And really, since St. Patrick's Day and since April, we've seen a steady upward trajectory of Americans traveling to the island of Ireland. So that's really, really, you know, excellent news. A big part of our growth through to 2019, as you know, Adrian, was driven by the incredible increase in direct air access, so direct flights from 16, 17 gateways from the United States. And what we're really encouraged about right now is the fact that we've seen the restoration. So this summer we'll see the restoration of direct flights from 13 gateways across the U.S. And then when we get into the fall, October, Miami will come back on stream as well. So that's really, really positive. We don't know how long it will take. We've obviously got a lot of forecasts out there, but we expect, I think, this year, if we can get back to sort of about 65% of our 2019 levels, we think that will be a realistic and a good result. Obviously, we had a slower start to the season with Omicron, and there's been lots of stops and starts. But things are moving in the right direction. And I think the one thing that's really encouraging is that we know that the importance and interest in travel and people's lives has not diminished over the pandemic. And if anything, it has increased. And that interest in Ireland is really high. So I'm cautiously optimistic we're going to see a good restart and a good recovery this year. I think it will take us through into 2023. It's probably going to, probably take us a couple of years to get there. But when we look further out, and we have teams in Dublin that do a lot of sort of forecasting and working with folks like Oxford Economics, I mean, as we move further out into the middle of 2025 and beyond, the forecasts are that we will actually exceed those 2019 levels and, within the next 5 or 6 years. So let's not try and run before we can walk, but we're cautiously optimistic that things are definitely heading in the right direction. And we feel that the ingredients there in terms of the experiences on the ground, the flights, the air access, and the government's commitment to tourism and the investment in international marketing through agencies such as ourselves, Tourism Ireland, is really supporting those efforts. So we're firing on all cylinders, and we will we'll take stock as we head into the back end of the year.
Alison, great news and glad tidings, and thank you for joining us this morning. I'm sure a lot of people will be hearing this for the first time, and obviously spreading the word at this point will be advantageous to everybody, particularly those who have in North America have had, some would say with very good reason, hesitation in traveling. So a new day is born, and we want to wish, obviously, in addition to the great news, we know that Ireland is waiting and did not spend 2 years waiting for the storm to blow over. The number of additional events of the sprucing up of what was already in vogue 2 years ago, that green button, green carpet is out, it's there. Thank you again, Alison, and there you have France, right from Tourism Ireland, Alison Metcalf, the Executive Vice President of North America, and you know, for Tourism Ireland, ireland.com. Thank you, Alison.
Thank you, Adrian.